This is the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat with Head Coach Caleb Wick on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, Coach, you look ahead back to last week. I mean, a really good, solid win for your guys over Troy. It was a big game going in, but really, if you look at it, your guys just pretty much dominated that game. 38-15 was the final. Ultimately, defense played extremely well. Offense did their thing. What were your thoughts just on that win overall?
Yeah, it was definitely our most complete ball game of the season. Now, when you think about the three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, it started with the offense, really, for me. Just looking at the stats, when you're able to rush for over 200 and pass for almost 200, I think you're doing a lot of things right. You know, we were able to mix and match some different personnel groupings out there, and, you know, we had a good balance between run and pass. And, you know, Wyatt Bacon, again, second straight day going over 100 yards, so he's starting to come into his own. Had three touchdowns, and we get a little bit from Jason with 46 yards and Jude with 40. And I think we ran hard. I think that's the hardest our backs have ran all year, and I think it's the hardest our offensive line has blocked all year. And if anything, I think we need to give Jude some more carries. In there, seven carries for 40 yards, it's a pretty good clip. So I think we need to get him some more work. And receiving, I thought we caught the ball well. Grant had nine catches for 123 yards and a touchdown, and he's been big for us this year. He's had the case out of the drops a few times, but overall, I feel like he's done an exceptional job. And, then we got Jude and Silas in there making catches, and also Wyatt out of the backfield. So, like I said, it was just a complete football game, and it was nice to, see the kids get one of those on Friday.
Yeah, and defensively, you held Troy to negative 13 rushing yards, and for the most part in that game, dominated all the way through defensively. I know you said you've made some switches there on the defensive side of the football. What did you see from just the defensive unit and the switches you made there on Friday?
We brought Julian down to the defensive line from linebacker, and moved our two safeties up the backer and then put in another safety. We're just trying to get our best athletes close to the line of scrimmage so they can make plays, and you definitely saw that on Friday with Jason and Jude and Julian and Grant making a bunch of the plays. I think when you get down to it, our defensive line won the football game for us. They were harassing their quarterback a lot during the course of the game. Julian and Grant, and not just those two, even Devin Mock and Wyatt Rollins got in there, and Hayden Doyle. So it was a collective effort on the defensive side, and I thought we were flying around to the football probably the best that we have done this year. And when dealing with Troy, with throwing the football as much as they do, I thought we were one of those bend but not break kind of defenses where we contained them and didn't let them go deep a lot. And that was definitely an emphasis that we were talking about during the course of the week. The two touchdowns they had passing the ball, one of them was just a phenomenal catch by a great athlete from Troy. But overall, I thought we did pretty good on Friday.
You're going to need everybody this week. You'll have a tough road game on the road at undefeated Olpe. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is the Jackson Heights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chats. I'm talking with Head Coach Caleb Wick. It's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9. And, well, Coach, tough one this week on the road at Olpe. They have been so good all year, the undisputed number one team in the state in Class 1A. Just what do you know about this Olpe team? Obviously, you're pretty familiar with them, but what do you know about this year's team?
Similar to previous years, they're definitely a great football team, have great athletes, great coaching, and they're just one of those teams that don't beat themselves. Mr. Fundamental is, we can call their whole team. They do everything correct. They're in the right position every single play. They're in the right gap every single play, and they tackle well. And that's a sign of a great football team, and that's a sign of a football team that's definitely taken to their coaching, because the coaches are putting them in the right position every single play. It'll be a tall task for us, but it's just one of those things where we get another opportunity to prove to ourselves that we're a good football team, and we can have another opportunity to go out and compete against a highly, highly competitive football team. So, that's all you can ask for.
So you're talking about that, Olpe, just the fact that they don't beat themselves. So do you look at this more of a game to where you got to worry about yourself even more because, if you make those mistakes, they're going to capitalize on them. It's going to make it a really tough hill to climb. Is that how you approach this game, just more along, even more the worrying about yourself?
Yes, exactly. We have to execute offensively and defensively. So this is going to be a week again when we're worrying about ourselves, making ourselves get better each and every practice. And, just looking back at years past, Olpe has really, really dominated the field position battle on us. They do have another good kicker this year. In previous years, they've had a great kicker and a great punter. And, you know, what they do is, you know, they pin you deep and they use that great defense that they have and have you punt the ball inside your territory. And one thing that I've really, really noticed about them is they catch every single punt. They do not let a punt hit the ground, and I think that's essential. And that's what we've tried to do this year, just really haven't done a very good job at it up to this point. But special teams have really, really killed us over the years against them. So that's something that we really need to emphasize to this week.
Again, this is a non-district game coming up on Friday night. As Opie out of District 1, Jackson Heights in District 2. But, hey, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our locker room chat. They're brought to you by Ron Kirsch Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham on FM 103.9 KNZA.